From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. President Obama hits the road to sell his stimulus bill. Coming up, why he chose Elkhart, Indiana as his first stop. A key vote takes place later today in the Senate on its version of the bill. Nearly $830 billion on tax breaks and government-sponsored projects. The speed with which the money needs to be dispersed, though, presents its own potential problems involving waste. With us now is Washington Post reporter Robert O'Hara. And you write today that the government risks just wasting billions of dollars when it doles out such a large sum of money. How so?
It risks losing that money to waste, corruption, because the federal workforce that will need to award these contracts under the terms set out in the legislation doesn't have enough people. And those people are already overworked by a massive increase in procurement spending over the last 8 years. So there's a recipe for stumbling oversight here.
So basically, they're going to hand money over to private companies, which then won't be monitored closely enough to make sure they don't waste this money?
No one seems to know exactly how much money will be spent through contracts, but it's going to be a considerable amount. When you hand out money quickly without setting up good terms of contracts and without having mechanisms to follow the money as it's spent to ensure that taxpayers get what they're paying for, you're going to have waste. And that's going to be what you'll get at best. At worst, you'll have fraud and corruption.
Now, the Democrats who are in charge of this bill, some of whom have written this bill, like David Obey, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, says we have a lot of monitoring built into this bill. And even so, we need to act very, very quickly because this is an emergency.
We've got more oversight built into this package than any package in the history of man. If money is spent badly, we want to know about it so we can hold accountable the people who made that choice. And guess what? Regardless of what we do, there will be some stupid decisions made.
David Obey, chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Well, Robert O'Hara of the Washington Post, what do you say to that?
First of all, that was quite a mix of statements. More oversight built into this package than in the history of man doesn't seem accurate according to a read of the legislation that was approved by the House, nor from interviews with specialists who understand federal procurement. As for their intentions and their desire to expose fraud and waste and misuse of money, I can't question that at all. I don't doubt that that's true. The problem they face is who's going to do that exactly? Is it going to be the federal procurement workforce that, as we've discussed, is already strained? I'm not sure where this oversight's going to come from, and it's almost a sure thing that it's not going to come from the contractors themselves.
Is there an argument to be made, though, that a certain amount of waste is acceptable when you've got a massive government stimulus package such as this one?
I guess it depends what you mean by a certain amount. Let's look at the life in the scary days after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Billions were spent to improve Homeland Security, and billions were wasted on projects that didn't deliver, cost overruns, and fraud, waste, and abuse. Look at the time after Katrina. Lots and lots of money was spent and wasted there because there was no planning and inappropriate or inadequate oversight. When you rush and spend this much money, there's the risk of wasting more money than taxpayers want.
Robert, you mentioned Hurricane Katrina. What are some specific examples that you have?
A lot of people have heard about the what amounted to, in some cases, fiascos in the Gulf after Hurricane Katrina. The government ended up spending something close to $3 billion through no-bid contracts for tens of thousands of trailers and mobile homes, including 8,000 that were never used. And now they're selling them off at 40 cents on the dollar. Same thing after 9/11. The effort to hire airport screeners ballooned from $104 million to $741 million. And Homeland Security official acknowledged to us at the tail end of our investigation of that spending that more than $300 million had been spent without any contracting process at all. They just did it.
And of course, we've heard about all the excesses in Iraq.
There was a lot of rush there, and there was lots of money that was misspent. Probably a more apt analogy is the domestic spending, and we've seen plenty of examples where that has not gone well because of the limitations on the workforce and the haste with which the government moved.
Washington Post staff reporter Robert O'Hara, thank you very much.
Thank you.